I feel like I'm right in the back in the dark bit of life. You know what I mean? It seems to me that being in society nowadays, you've got to have a job. You've got to have some money in your pocket to get through life. At the moment, I feel like I'm not like that. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm stuck at home, day to day on Facebook, and not actually meeting the real people in real life.
So you feel like you're not part of society?
Exactly, yes. I mean, I just feel like I'm that. That's it. I'm washed up. Maybe I'm young, but I still feel like I'm washed up. You know what I mean? And not getting anywhere from anything.
You sound almost hopeless.
I do, because it seems to me that every time I try to find a bit of employment for myself, it seems to me that it's they don't want to see one another, like too many people going for the same job.
Whose fault is this? Should you be looking harder, or has the government let you down, or did schools let you down?
Well, I think the government and my schools let me down. You know what I mean? I did get bullied at school for, well, a few years, like, and I think that's put my confidence set back into my head, like, and I feel like it's taking me some time to get them back. You know, confidence built up again.
Talk me through a typical day for you, Saxon. How do you fill your time?
Well, I fill my time going into the library between the hours of 5 to 6.45 on Facebook all the time. And, like, using the day, I get up quite late, like, in the afternoon. I train about midday, 1 o'clock-ish, because I feel like if I had a job, I would get up at least a bit earlier to go to that employment.
You were saying that you feel hopeless, that you don't feel part of society. Is crime tempting? It must be tempting to go out and nick stuff, isn't it?
Well, it's right. It's like, you know, we had the riots back in August, and I feel like that I wasn't part of the riots, but I feel like that I believed in that the riots was a good thing in a way to prove to the government that something needs to be done now.
One minister many years ago said that the unemployed should get on their bikes to find work. Would you do that? If someone said, look, there's a job going in Dundee or Aberdeen or Cornwall, would you pack up, leave Wolverhampton?
Too right, I would. I'll leave, get my bags, get all my money, you know, get everything sorted and just